You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
Did Warren Buffett advise us out of the 2008 financial crisis? Now, I was sitting back doing some studies on all the market crashes from 1929, 1987, all the way to our most recent one in 2008, because history will repeat itself. But I came across this very cool documentary called Panic, the untold story of the 2008 financial crisis. And this thing had everybody. It had Barack Obama, it had President Bush, it had President Obama, President Bush, Secretary Paulson, the CEO of JP Morgan, all the big banks on Wall Street, any and everybody that had something to do with the 2008 financial crisis. Very good documentary. So, and the very interesting part that I saw in there was the particular piece, and I'm going to play a piece of this clip. I'm going to play a piece of this clip right now of the Secretary of Treasury, Henry Paulson, when he speaks about getting a phone call from Warren Buffett and how the advice that Warren Buffett gave him, he took it to President Bush, and that's what they executed that started this 10-year bull market. So my question is, did Warren Buffett advise us out of the 2008 crisis? Now we're going to look at this clip. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what caused the crisis, what I interpreted out of the clip, and all of the great stuff. So here you go.
So then while we were getting this legislation in Congress, the situation worsened. We had the two biggest bank failures in U.S. history with Wachovia and Washington Mutual, WaMu.
The last 5 days, Dow has fallen more than 1,800 points and 18%, the biggest weekly decline in its entire 112-year history.
We needed something that was going to work much quicker and be more powerful. We had various capital program ideas to put capital into banks. And we had our teams working around the clock figuring out what would work. So as we were working this through on Saturday night, I was exhausted. I fell sound asleep. My phone rang, and I answered the phone, and he said, "Hank, this is Warren." And my mom has a handyman named Warren. I'm saying, "Why is he calling me?" But it was Warren Buffett. He laid out the idea, which was a germ of what we did.
I made a suggestion around the beginning of October of a way to do it where I thought the government would come out doing very well. I actually thought that it might make more sense to try and put more capital into the banks than it would to try and buy these assets. So I actually sent that along to Hank.
Hank came to me and said, "What we just passed in Congress isn't going to work." I said, "You got to be kidding me, man." "Now you tell me." His plan was now to give the money directly to Wall Street. He said, "It's the only shot we got." I said, "We're going for it."
Now, isn't that strange that he says, "Hey, I got a phone call for Warren Buffett, and he told me instead of buying these assets from the banks, how about you just put the money inside of the banks?" By placing the money inside of the banks came out pretty well with just interest rates, just with interest from receiving billions of dollars. I mean, pretty simple. Which is pretty good. I mean, it worked so far. Some people like it because they said, "Hey, if the banks fail, if JP Morgan fails, then that means McDonald's is going to fail. If McDonald's is going to fail, look how many people hundreds of thousands of people are not going to have jobs. And if McDonald's fail, they're not going to be buying burgers and fries from all of their places and real estate." So they were saying the banks were too big to fail. We have to help them. We cannot let them fail. Now, to the contrary, people say, "Hey, let them all fail. They'll learn a lesson. Once everything fails, guess what? We'll build it back up." I mean, so you got two sides of the people. And of course, nobody liked the bailouts. Nobody liked taking taxpayers' money or whatever. But you guys already know how I feel. I don't worry about things I can't control, right? I worry about my circle or what I can control. What they're doing in D.C. and Wall Street and backhand deals, I can't control that, so I'm not going to go crazy worrying about that. All I look at it and see, well, how can I profit for my little world? And that's the way I think you should feel too. But essentially what happened in that crisis was you had the real estate industry. If you remember before 2008, banks were just giving out mortgages left and right, which some people are saying that kind of happened now. But banks were giving out mortgages left and right to any and everybody, right? Because the reason why they was giving them out so fast, because they was taking those mortgages and selling them to Wall Street. For prime example, I buy a house for $400,000 at a 3% interest rate or 4% interest rate or whatnot, right? Once I sign up for that mortgage, that means that I'm going to have to pay that 3% mortgage for the next 30 years or 15 years, however long my mortgage is. The bank wraps that up, call it a CDO, a collateralized debt obligation, and they sell it off to J.P. Morgan. It's great for J.P. Morgan because J.P. Morgan has billions and billions and trillions of dollars that they have to invest. So a safe investment is real estate. Real estate never goes down. So they brought these particular mortgages saying, hey, I'm guaranteed to get 3%. Everything was fine and dandy until the person like me could not pay his mortgage because I work for minimum wage at McDonald's and I shouldn't have a $500,000 house in the first place. So when I can't pay that mortgage and you multiply that times 10,000, guess what? Those investments become worthless. When all these houses went into foreclosure, those investments become worthless. Now, I don't want to see people in the comments lurking down like, well, technically it should have been. I'm just giving a very simple, basic overview of kind of what happened. So the Secretary of Treasury, Mr. Paulson, said, hey, how about we buy all of those bad investments off of you guys, bailing them out. How about we just buy them off you and just forget about it, act like it didn't happen. Hey, Federal Reserve, print up some money, buy this stuff off, act like it didn't happen. And Warren Buffett advised that, hey, instead of buying it off, how about you just put the money inside of the banks, give the money to the banks, and the banks just with interest rates will come out better off than that. The banks, they'll make their money back just by just sure interest. Some people don't say it's the best thing in the world, a bad thing in the world, but I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't know Warren Buffett had a hand in the 2008 financial crisis rebound. So, which, I mean, since the last 10 years, he's gone into a bull market, and this bull market has done pretty well for me, so I can't complain. But, yeah, don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Let me know what you guys and girls think. All right?